Washington State Representative Matt Manweller has been placed on paid leave from Central Washington University, where he's a tenured political science professor. The move comes as the university says it's received new allegations of inappropriate conduct by Manweller. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has the latest.
Central Washington University in Ellensburg won't say how many new complaints it's received or what the complaints are about, but the university says it will hire an independent investigator to conduct a thorough, objective, and fair review. In an interview on Monday morning, a subdued Manweller said he had just found out about being put on administrative leave.
I showed up to my office about an hour ago to submit my grades and my computer was gone.
Manweller said he didn't know the nature of the allegations against him.
I'm trying to get details.
Later, in a text message, Manweller said that the university had received a handful of emails and phone calls from ex-students over the weekend after a flurry of news coverage of past allegations against him. One student who contacted the university by email is Renee File, who lives in Ellensburg. She also posted about her experience on Facebook. File took a class from Manweller in 2005. She says he asked her to stop by his office on two or three occasions. And when she did go to meet with him, she says it was an uncomfortable experience.
After sitting there in his office for a little while, it became apparent that he didn't have any interest in talking to me about the class. He just wanted to talk to me about me or about whatever.
File says she remembers one particular comment that she thought was odd.
He told me he liked my voice and that he'd never forget a voice like mine. And I think that was a moment of, okay, I probably shouldn't be in this office anymore.
File says after that experience, she avoided going to his office. She says she never complained to Manweller or to the university.
I wish I would have, and it's one of the reasons that I'm saying something now.
Last Friday, File sent an email to the university's provost saying she wanted to pass along her concerns about Manweller. It's unclear whether her email precipitated any action by the university. Manweller says he remembers having File as a student, that she seems nice when he runs into her in town, and that he knows her dad from local Ellensburg politics. But he says he doesn't remember inviting her to his office, commenting on her voice, or any specifics about her time as a student. Manweller insists that his interactions with students in his 15 years at the university have never been improper. He does say as a younger professor, he tried to relate to students and show them that he wasn't some old fuddy-duddy. In an interview last week, I specifically asked Manweller if he thought that his past interactions with female students were too casual or friendly or flirtatious.
I might have been. It wasn't my intent to ever cross any line. Somebody's feelings were hurt, and I must bear some responsibility for that.
In 2012 and 13, Manweller was the subject of back-to-back investigations at Central Washington University into allegations that he sexually harassed and even propositioned students as far back as 2006. None of the findings were formally substantiated, but a dean did reprimand Manweller for using poor judgment with female students. Manweller challenged that finding. Ultimately, he was promoted to full professor, and the university paid his attorney fees. Regarding this latest investigation, Manweller says he will defend himself as the process proceeds. He urged the public to await the results of the investigation before jumping to conclusions. The last week has clearly taken a toll on Manweller. At one point, while talking about being placed on leave, he appeared to break down sobbing. When he recovered, he said he was thinking about his kids.
That's really the only thing I'm focused on. I have a 7 and an 8-year-old, and I'm focused on them.
Manweller is the 6th highest-ranking Republican in the Washington House of Representatives. The actions of the university do not affect his standing in the legislature. The Democratic House Majority Leader has called on him to resign. Manweller insists he won't. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.